Go ahead.
We're up to date on After Darks. You know, we don't have any in the can, as it were.
Uh-oh.
And I didn't want to create something. You know, it's like, oh, you know, we have to have one. You know, it's just kind of as things happen. And I had the idea today, before we recorded the actual show, that we were going to do one about my podcast pet peeves.
Okay.
But then I'm like, oh, Todd really doesn't listen to a ton of podcasts. He just listens to one. But it's more so he watches it for the visual component.
And the audio quality.
Related, unrelated.
Okay.
I'm not sure if you knew this, but Henry Winkler is the man who brought MacGyver to TV.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, so I was not aware of this.
Yes, he did. He was the producer, I think.
That's right. He has some new project, so he's making the rounds on all the podcasts. And he's a good guest. He's a very good man. But again, you don't listen to a lot of podcasts, so I'm like, you know, what are we gonna do? And then it hit me. Literally. So I'm on my way home from work, and you know the area in which we live, and coming from the Montage Mountain, where the Cinemark movie theater is.
Yes, I do. I know the area quite well.
All right. Going up the hill, where you can go straight to get onto 81 North, where you can make the left, right?
Yeah. Yep.
So it's traffic. I'm leaving work, and I'm on the phone with April, and I'm sitting at the red light. I'm about four cars deep, and as I'm on the phone with April, the car in front of me starts rolling backwards into me.
Uh-oh.
And I lose my mind. And he just rolls back into my car.
Okay.
And I freak out.
God, as you would.
All right. So I go, you know, he goes forward, right? He's making the left. I'm making the left because we're going to, I guess, both go toward 81 South. So I'm like, April, I got to let you go. I got a situation going on here. Like, I'm on the phone with April, and I'm like, wait a minute, what's going on? I'm like, this guy's rolling back, and he hits me. So he goes, he makes the left, I make the left, I'm right behind him, and I'm beeping my horn, and then he starts brake standing me.
Uh-oh.
And if you've ever attempted to go that way, to go 81 South, you know you very rarely get that light. So we get the light, right, the red light. So I get out of my car. He gets out of his car.
Okay.
And he's a squirrely looking, kind of like a businessman sort of guy.
Uh-oh. Sweaty, sweaty, ill-fitting suit.
No. He's like maybe like, you know, like maybe about my age, maybe like a little bit older. You know, he's maybe like, you know, thin. He's got like the pea coat duster sort of thing on. And he gets out of his car and he's like, what the hell, man? You hit me. And I go, what? I go, and again, this is after dark, so I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, you rolled back into me. No, man, you hit me. I go, we were on a hill, a downward slope. My foot was on the brake. I was on the phone with my wife. You rolled back into me. What the fuck are you talking about? And he's like, you right on my ass. I'm like, right on your ass. We were stopped, and you rolled back into me. Oh, listen, if I rolled back into you, I'm sorry. And he's looking at his car, looking at my car. There's no damage. He goes, oh, there's no damage under the car. And I'm like, and he just goes to get back in his car. I go, no insurance information? He goes, oh, there's no damage. And I go, learn to fucking drive.
Wow.
So, that was my day. Todd, have you ever had incidents where, now I've never, the only traffic ticket I've ever gotten, like I said, I've never had an accident. April's had a couple, like she's, you know, she used to have like a long way to travel and stuff. So a lot of times she would run into situations, you know, like deer. And, like, there was one time where, like, she was in a similar situation. Like, she was stopped making a left, like, at the stop sign. Like, it was two cars in front of her. And then, like, somebody two cars behind her plows into the car behind her, hitting her into the next car.
Okay.
Right. So she's had quite the number of situations like that happen. Excuse me. I think I got one speeding ticket in my entire life. And it was quite some time ago. It was maybe like, geez. And everything in my life is like around comic books.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when it was when the Superman Emperor Joker storyline was going on. Because I was on my way back from the comic book shop.
Shouldn't we just like date everything by what year, what was out that year?
A lot of things in my life are based around either comic book storylines or wrestling things.
Okay. See, I know we're getting off on a non-crashing tangent.
That's what these shows are about.
I have no idea how long ago anything was.
Right.
Ever. Like, I know
it could have been a day or it could have been 100 years.
It was like literally, Tom Hanks was in an interview once and he was like, everything is like, when I talk to people, everything was 5 years ago. They're like, yeah, remember when you won that Oscar for 5 years ago, like for Forrest Gump? And he's like, that was 28, you know?
But that it's was, like, and see, that was 1994. I actually know when that was.
Ah, was that a like Blackest Night? No, not Blackest Night. I'm trying to think of a thing around that time. But I'm like, so I'm literally, everything for me is 5 years ago. I met you 5 years ago.
Right.
I graduated high school 5 years ago. It doesn't really matter. But I can't do that. I can't. I don't even know how long I know people. Shit like that. Ooh, I have to curse.
Right. Mm-hmm. But so the Emperor Joker storyline was like 2000, actually. So it was like 14 years ago was the last time I got a speeding ticket, let alone any untoward, you know, thing. I've seen accidents happen like right in front of my eyes, like with all the road tripping that I do.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. You know what? I did get on a road trip. I did get a speeding ticket, but I talked my way out of it.
Oh, did you flash your, you know, your goods?
Yeah, I whipped out the business. No. It was on a road trip.
Right.
And it's so funny because on that road trip, it was just like, oh, you know, I didn't realize how fast I was going. The cruise control must have picked up. There was a hill in the road conditions. And the guy's like, no, you're fine.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on that same trip, we get pulled over again. One of the other people that I'm in the car with. Now, I was asleep as it happened. So we get pulled over. We're like, what's going on? And the other guy who's driving is like, yeah, you know, I had to like really get out of the way because there was this car going crazy. I wanted to get past him. So the cop pulls him over and he's like, you know, and he's doing the whole cop spiel. He's like, you know how fast you were going? And he goes, yes, I do. I was going this amount because there was a car who was driving erratically and I wanted to avoid it. And he's like, yeah, really? He goes, where's this car now? And literally as he says it, a car comes careening up the road, crashes into the median, or like the guardrail.
Yeah.
It goes along it for like 20 feet, and then like erratically starts going in out of the lanes. And my buddy driving the car goes, that car right there. And the cop gets out of the car, is like, you guys are fine, get out of here.
That's fantastic.
So on one road trip, we got out of two tickets. It was awesome. But no, I've never had an accident. Like, this was not an accident either. It was just like on my way home from work. It was a busy day at work. I was looking forward to coming home and recording the show. And then this jerk off just like rolls back into my car. And he gets out of his car. And he's like, oh, you hit me. And I'm like, I was enraged. Like, I saw red. I was going out of my mind. Like the Rainbow Raider 2 weeks ago.
I was just going to say Prism got to you.
No, not Prism.
But yeah, speeding ticket I have never had.
Okay.
I've never had a speeding ticket. I've had a couple of warnings for, usually I'm a stop sign guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a roll through.
Ah.
One time I didn't know where I was and I went down a one way the wrong way. And as soon as I did it, I stopped and I pulled over and I just so happened a cop was nearby and he's like, what happened? I said, I thought I wasn't paying attention. This is the one way. I saw it. I was done. Like, I find just let it all hang out.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Admit it. You know, like, and he's like, I understand. Here's your warning. You're on your way. Another time I rolled through a stop sign and the cop was like, he was like, well, you know why I pulled you over? I was like, yeah, because I rolled through that stop sign. He's like, here's my license, here's my registration, give me my ticket. And he's like, no, you know what, I'll give you a warning. And I was like, okay. The only time I ever got a warning is when I blew through a stop sign doing 35.
Mm-hmm.
I was, have you ever been like in a, like, I've lived in the same house. I call it, this is like my womb to tomb house. You know, I was born, brought home. I bought it off my family. I'm living here till they pry me out and put me in an old folks home or my my retirement plan / health plan when I get older. I call it a 44 caliber cure. So if anything happens, you know. But so I know everything around here. Well, they put a stop sign in somewhere where there never was one. You know, just like I know they put it in, but it's one of those. I'm on cruise control. I go here, I go there. There's a stop sign here. So I come, right? And I blaze through it. I mean, literally at 35 miles an hour, I don't even touch the brakes. And literally right around the corner was a cop. As soon as I went through it, I saw the lights come on around the corner. You could see them hit the houses. And I just pulled over.
Mm-hmm.
I just like literally pulled over. He comes screaming around the corner, almost hits me because I'm parked. Right,
right. It's crazy when the cops are driving more erratically to get you to stop,
mm-hmm.
You know, going through a stop sign.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I just got the ticket, and I was like, I'm not even fighting. Just give me it. But I've been in several accidents.
Yeah.
Either as the worst one I was ever in was as a passenger, a head-on collision. And then lesser ones like minor dings and scrapes and stuff like that. But the head-on collision was ridiculous. Had no seatbelt on.
Oh, boy.
Do you know by my house where you come up the hill to the red light and you go up towards the circle drive-in and there's that church there?
Yeah, yeah.
The Y? Well, I was with a friend. He was driving. And, yeah, when you come up the hill, if you go right, you're able to go. If you go left, you have to stop, but there's no stop sign. So my friend never stopped. He just rolled up, made the left as a car was coming down. And all I got out was, J-j-j-j. I was trying to say Jerry. And it, too late. He hit. I just remember going face first into the roof.
Ugh.
And my shoulder. Nothing happened other than throwing my shoulder out. Like, yeah. Not dislodged it or disjointed it or anything. Just, I went up, I felt my head kink, and I came back, and I was sore the next day. I didn't have any damage. The car was totaled. Just totaled. He went to court for it, and I remember they didn't even call me as a witness. I don't even know what happened there, but it was, I was pretty, that's the one that I walked away from, and to this day, I still don't wear a seatbelt. I have no idea why, because I'm stupid.
Now, see, the seatbelt thing is something I never did. Mm-hmm. A lot of things in my life I never did until I started dating April.
Ah, so you have something to live for.
Yeah, she has most certainly changed my life for the better.
Mm-hmm. Can I borrow her?
Yes.
I need some bettering. But anyway, go ahead.
When she's done with the man, if you can outlast him.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
I ain't outlasting his toys.
He's in the prime of his life, that boy.
Yes, he is. But yeah, I mean, and other than that, like, I'm trying to think if I've ever been in any other real big crashes. No, I think that's about it.
But no other crazy car instances, nothing recently, no jerk-offs giving you a hard time?
No, other than just bad drivers. I mean, I've had days going to the comic shop where, you know, it's like 10 bad drivers in a row, and mm-hmm. I just want to get out. I keep just for protection purposes only, Leonard, I keep my daddy's beaten stick behind the seat of my truck.
Right.
He had an old axe handle with the word bull engraved in the handle. I keep that, and just I want to use that so bad some days, but I don't because I'm a good guy. I'm a good guy.
Like I said, I see bad drivers all the time. But like this guy today was just like, he was going to, oh boy.
I lose my mind. It is one of the things that I have to do is when I snap in a car driving, like I lose it. Like how red I get is ridiculous.
Uh-huh.
Like unhealthy, Matt. You know, like I have the family anger. And I'm like of all the family members, I have the longest fuse. But when it goes, there's no more. There's just crazy and more crazy heaped on top of it. I got a few stories to tell you someday about all that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but anyway.
I have a feeling those ones might be off air.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I'll tell you, one of these days I'll tell you about how my old man tried to kill a guy.
Oh, boy.
Is that an off air or an on air story?
Well, tried, so he didn't accomplish, so.
Right, he didn't. When they tried him, it was attempted murder. Mm. So everything's okay.
They don't give out the Nobel Prize for attempted chemistry?
Yes, sir. They don't give out a Nobel Peace Prize for attempted peace.
That's right.
But anyway.
All right. I think we did a good one here. These aren't supposed to be too long. I'm not looking at the clock or nothing, but...
No, we just a little over 15.
Yeah, we got the real show to record now. That You'll is listen true. To this on Friday, maybe. Who knows? Maybe.
I don't know. I don't worry about it.
Yeah, but I just needed to speak that out in public today. I told April, of course, like, she was on the phone with me while it happened. And, like, as soon as it happened, I'm like, I hung up with her. And then she sent me a text. She's like, call me when you're done with whatever's going on.
Mm-hmm. It's okay. You're in a warm, safe place now.
That's right. All right. Well, thanks for checking out. This is episode 7 of After Dark, Long Box Heroes, whatever. Yeah, yeah. Stop it there.